And so here we are at Epiphany. Actually, 2 days before Epiphany, but I didn't think you all wanted to come back on Tuesday and have this service, so we're celebrating it today. The 12th day after Christmas. Like Advent and Christmas, Epiphany is a season of light. It's all about the light. And notice, I'm saying that with a capital L. I don't know if you had noticed that, rather than a small L. The light of Christ. In Advent, we celebrate the light that will be coming. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of that baby. The light has come. And here in Epiphany, we focus on what that light means in our lives, how we will respond to that light, how we will share that light. Notice what Isaiah says. And interestingly, Isaiah is the main prophet of Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany, because he keeps talking about the light. Today's reading, Isaiah says, "Arise, shine, your light has come." But notice he also goes on then to say, of course, darkness still covers the nations. Gloom still covers the nations. The light has come, but it is not yet spread everywhere. And so Isaiah says, because the light is here, though, the Lord will shine upon you. God's glory will come to you. The nations will come to you. Your sons and daughters will come. Treasure will come. All because the light has come. But it is not yet fully spread. And there are many who still have not seen the light. That's where these magi come in, these sages, these wise ones. Really, they were astrologers, but without some of the connotations that that word carries in the modern day. They studied the stars, and they had seen the light of Christ, even though they themselves were not Jews. They were Gentiles, probably from Persia. And yet they see the light, and they travel to Bethlehem or to Judea to find out where this baby is, this new king. And that's where they encounter Herod. It makes sense. Let's go to the king of Judea and see if he knows where this new king has been born. And Matthew clearly sets up a contrast between Herod and the Magi. The Magi are coming to worship. They are coming joyfully. We're told when they finally come to find Jesus in Bethlehem, they are filled with joy. They fall to their knees. They offer gifts. They see what this light represents. But notice what Herod's reaction is when he hears the news the Magi bring, when they tell him they have seen signs in the stars. Do you notice Herod is not joyful? Herod is troubled. And that word there can be translated as well, fearful. Herod is afraid of the light. He's troubled by the light because he knows this new king may turn things upside down. Herod knows he's got a good thing going right now. He's got his little kingdom. It's all his. He likes the status quo. He doesn't want anything to change. And the birth of this new king, this light coming into the world, may, one, reveal the dark things that Herod is doing, but also may usurp him. He may lose that power he so likes. Two reactions to the coming of the light: joy and worship, and fear and the desire to turn off the light. There are still Herods, plenty of Herods, in the world today. In every community, sometimes in every church, there's a few Herods scattered around. See, Herod didn't like change. He liked things exactly the way they were because he knew how things were going to be. And yet this baby, this Christ child, this light always brings change, turning things upside down. The Herods of the world don't like that. They're usually also near the top. So if things get turned around, you know, the first may be last. So the Herods of the world react with fear and are troubled. And I think one of the messages or questions of Epiphany is how we respond to the light, to the coming of this Christ who may turn our lives and our world upside down. Now, that can be a wonderful, joyous thing, but it can also be a scary thing. It's also no coincidence, I don't think, that we celebrate Epiphany just after the turn of the calendar, a new year. And I suspect these two ways of viewing the Christ child is also the way many people view the new year, either with joy and expectation or with fear, a bit troubled. Because a new year may be different than the old year. And we don't know exactly what to expect. So this morning, as we celebrate Epiphany, this season of seeing the light and responding to the light, let me simply pose this question for you to consider. As individuals and for us as a congregation, knowing that this Christ brings change, knowing that this new year will bring changes, how will we respond? With fear and trying to kill the light? Or will we embrace it joyfully? Amen.